Let's continue on. Verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Kept, that means preserved, that means guarded. If you have an interlinear, the word kept is guarded. I guarded them. How powerful is the name Holy Father? Now maybe, brethren, this will help us understand why it is such a blasphemous thing to call any man on earth your father, like the Pope does, like the Catholic priests. I mean, and when you sit down and really think about it, how deceived has Satan got those people that they will actually believe that? That is something, isn't it? And that's what Satan does. He takes the simple truths of God and turns them into his own use for such a blasphemous thing. It's incredible. Okay, let's continue on. Kept them through your own name, that those that you gave me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition. I'm not going to go through a whole dissertation on whether Judas is saved or lost, or whether he's going to be in the second resurrection, whether his repentance and suicide atone for his sin or whatever. It says here, he was lost, the son of perdition. Can God take and create one individual just for that purpose, and God can do it, and that's the extent for that individual? And that's it? Yes, he can. So whatever the judgment is, what did we just read? Let it be in God's hand. Who has power over all flesh, and who has been given all judgment? Jesus has. Okay? Says that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Now what did he look to, though, facing the crucifixion? The joy of eternal life. Now remember where it is, Hebrews the 12th chapter? Where it says that we are to be looking to Jesus Christ, who is what? The author and finisher of our salvation, who for the what? The joy that was set before him endured such contradiction of sinners, and I will ad lib, unto the crucifixion, that we might have eternal life. Okay, my joy fulfilled in themselves. And remember, after all the sorrow that we went through, remember we asked the question, where is the joy in being a Christian? This is miserable, right? You know why we didn't have the joy of Christ? Because we didn't deeply believe in him the way that we should. That's why. And I think that God is giving us some of the joy of his salvation. And I tell you one thing, I enjoy coming to church. I'll tell you one of the reasons why I enjoy coming to church. I know I can come, and I know no one is backbiting me, and I know that no one is gossiping and tattling and running here and there, and I know that we all love each other, which is great and marvelous. That's fantastic. And I know we love God. And when we get together, it is joyous, believe me. It is. And I'm beginning to see that this is carrying over into the... I don't know about you, but it is for me. Instead of having all the sorrow and difficulties we've gone through, instead of having fear beating us over the head, instead of having a ministry coming around, you know, like super snoopers and spies and be all fearful and wonder, you know, oh, God save us from that. Oh, he has. And just grant us your joy. I tell you, and when Pentecost comes, I know we're going to have a great time. We are going to have a marvelous time, and I'm going to try and get out some of my old barbecue and stuff. So when we have our meal, I'll get out there and I'll play Levi and you know, put some of the things on the grill out there, whatever, and have a wonderful time. We're going to have a tremendous feast, you know, and let some of the joy of Christ be. Let, you know, if the feast of Pentecost, which it does, pictures the marriage of Christ and the Lamb, and they are going to rejoice I mean, let's really rejoice in this and have the joy of the Lord. Remember what he said. When we inherit eternal life and we're faithful, what is it said? Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord. That's exciting. I don't know about you, but that sends shivers up and down my spine. That my joy be fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. And I'll tell you what, I think we're finding more and more that that's the way it is. Not that we're going out and deliberately provoking something, but when, you know, when it comes down, when the chips are down, the world will hate us. Because they are not of the world. We're not to be of the world, part of the world, the way the world is. We're called out of the world, even as I am not of the world, and I pray not that you should take them out of the world. Boy, there are times we wished we were taken out of the world. You know, what is that psalm? And there was even a hymn about that. Oh, that I had the wings of some swift dove to fly off to a mountain alone and away from the sinners and the misery. You know. But I tell you what, if God put us in orbit, guess what? There'd be a satellite to meet us there, right? Some manned thing up there, right? Okay. But, now notice, but that you should keep them from the evil one. Ties right in with Matthew 6, doesn't it? Keep us from the evil one. Pray that you enter not into temptation. Now, if we're in the grace of God, and we see a temptation coming along, and we cry out to God, he'll rescue us from it. He really will. Keep them from the evil one. Now, that's a tremendous promise. Absolute promise. And I think that we, when we really understand at the resurrection what God has done for us, we'll understand what this, how well this prayer has been answered, that we've been kept from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. Now, I'll just say, go back on sanctification, the sermon I gave, you know, some time back on sanctification or the holiness of God. You might go back and review that again if you want to. Your word is truth. Now, there are many, many different things that we can add to this. Jesus said what? I am the way, the life, and the truth. So if we're sanctified through the truth, we're sanctified through Jesus. He also said, your word is truth, but who is also called the word of God? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So if his word is truth and Jesus is truth, you see how all that fits together, just a nice round sphere of understanding, and it's all true. See, your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, even so have I sent them also into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth, made holy. What did Jesus say in chapter 15 as they were going out to the Garden of Gethsemane? He said, now you are clean through the words which I have spoken. And that sanctifies us. Okay? Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So it's a continual prayer, an ongoing prayer. That's why John was inspired to write this and put it down here. We can have no greater source of comfort, especially in time of trial and need, than John 17. Absolutely none. If it comforted Jesus Christ before the crucifixion, don't you think it will comfort us in our hour of need and time of need? Yes. Now notice, that they all may be one. To become one. This ties right in. You see how the Passover and Day of Atonement kind of overlap here in this particular thing. Be at one. Truly at one. Maybe. Right now we're at one with God through His Spirit, but that's only a portion, see. Maybe one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us. Now, I don't know how anyone can say we're not going to be the sons of God. I just cannot understand that. But some can. Anybody can say anything, but whether it's true before God is another question. Okay. That they may become one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. They don't believe now, but they will believe when Christ returns and we're resurrected. I mean, will they ever believe? They will believe unto repentance or believe unto death. They will believe to be saved or they will resist it and believe unto death. They will die. You go back and read Zechariah 14 about those who don't come and keep the Feast of Tabernacles and, the nations afar off, that he's going to have to beat them over the head until they start doing away with their implements of war, etc. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them. Not yet, partially, but it's coming. That they may be one even as we are one. Now I want to tell you, how on earth can we run the universe, brethren, if we are not one with God? It's the only way it's going to be. And I don't know, this book here by John Newman and showing his ideal of the universe, the way that it is made, I think that's about as close as we can come to a graphic description of what the universe is like. And I tell you, every time you watch television down through the years and you see these programs on the stars and planets, almost every year they have so many new things that they're learning about the universe, they don't even understand. They're completely lost in the deluge of information that they are learning. And just think, we're going to be one with the great Creator that has made all of that. One with the Father in Jesus Christ. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one. So that shows the process of conversion. The process that takes place, and the final process that is going to happen is the resurrection. Be made in one. And then, at the resurrection, we're just ready to start. You believe that? At the resurrection, we're just ready to start. That's going to be something. I can hardly wait for that. Okay. I and them, and you and me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me. That's when they will know. Boy, they will know. And have loved them as you have loved me. That's how God the Father loves us, as He loved Jesus Christ. Remember when He went up on the vision of on the mountain of Transfiguration with the vision? What was the voice that came out and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." God the Father loves us like that. When you really grasp it, and we sit here with God's Spirit, we're all united together, feeling the same thing, it makes you wonder, how could anyone give up on God? It really does, doesn't it? Father, I will, this is Christ's desire, that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am. That they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. That is going to be an absolutely marvelous thing. Absolutely marvelous thing. To be there and see Christ in His glory and see God the Father and all of the sons of God together in their glory and all the holy angels of God gathered around. You talk about a song fest, I tell you, that's going to be something. Now, verse 25. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me. And I have declared unto them your name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." So when Jesus prayed this prayer just before he was arrested, what a tremendously inspiring prayer. And he kept his mind on the goal. He kept his mind on the purpose as to why he was here, the purpose of his coming, and the purpose of calling us. So that's really tremendously encouraging. And I think we'll try and speed it up a little faster, getting through the sections there on John 18, 19, and 20, 21, and hope to be through with this probably in another six tapes. But we'll see how it goes. But I'm not going to go through and try and coordinate everything as I did in the harmony on the arrest and everything that took place there, because that would just take too long to do that. So we'll just go through these, and we will have on tape the whole Gospel of John with live Bible study presentations, and be interesting just to see how that'll end up. I thank you for bearing with me in it. And I know it's been kind of a long, protracted series to do so. And I don't think we've neglected anything in doing it. But anyway, we'll call the end of this Sabbath here.